Welcome to the Soul Connection Podcast, the place where you get the tools to truly connect to yourself. I am your host, Katie Arnold. Grab your journal, find your comfortable meditation position, and let's connect.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Soul Connection Podcast. I am Katie Arnold, and today is a meditation for grief. Now, one of the things that I'm really trying to do this year is not just take more of your requests, which I am. So if you have a meditation request, come find me on Instagram at I am Katie Arnold. But also, I am trying to look and see what episodes are getting the most downloads, what's resonating the most with you, and what are you needing personally. And one of those practices is the grief meditation that I've put out already is very well played. And so I see that there is a space here that we need support. And so I'm hoping that today's grief meditation is one that you can add into that mix as well. This is a tough time of year. If you are living anywhere where winter is a thing, we don't get a lot of sunlight. We get a lot of cold, dreary days. And even as I record this intro, there is snow falling outside of my window and it is super icy and the sun is hidden behind a gray sky somewhere. It can be a tough time for a lot of people. And so I'm coming to you today hoping to give you a practice to support any grief that you might be going through. I know a few friends who have lost loved ones in the last couple of months. My own family is going through our own season of grief from a heavy loss, and we're all in this together. I planned this practice before I knew that there was going to be a loss in my life, and I'm grateful to have this practice, have it already recorded. I had it already to go for you. And so therefore, I've been able to use it for myself these last few weeks, and I hope you can find some support in this practice as well. With that said, I do want to remind you that we all process grief very differently. This practice is not a magic pill to get you through to the other side of grief. This practice is to keep grief from getting stuck in the physical body. And so I want you to keep that in mind as we go through this practice. This is not a like one and done thing. This is a practice. So you're going to want to come back to it multiple times and just give yourself so much compassion as we go through this practice. So with all that said, if you have a loved one that you know is also going through a season of grief, please take a moment and share this practice with them. It doesn't matter if that grief is the loss of a loved one or a pet or a relationship or a job or anything else that is causing grief. This practice is still going to be something that can support them. So please take a moment, share it with them. And you guys know all the good stuff. Take a moment, subscribe if you're not already. I would be so grateful if you took a moment to leave a rating and review. It truly helps podcasts, especially small podcasts like mine. It helps us continue to grow and more people find these practices that can truly support them. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get to today's meditation for grief. Settle into your meditation position, allowing yourself to be supported. Maybe this is lying down, sitting on a cushion, leaning up against a wall. Whatever you need to feel supported for this practice. Close your eyes if that's safe and comfortable for you. Or find a soft place to rest your gaze, starting to take your awareness away from the outside world. Take a big breath in through your nose, and then sigh it out. Take a few more of those breaths on your own before finding a natural, gentle, and easy breath. Now begin to inhale through your nose for a count of 1, 2, 3, 4. Pause at the top, 1, 2, and exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Repeating, inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Pause, 1, 2, exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Pause, 1, 2. Exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a few more rounds of this breath on your own. The inhale is for a count of 4. You pause at the top for 2. And you exhale back out for a count of 4. If at any point this breath isn't working for you, is causing any kind of anxiety, please discontinue the breath and just return it to a natural, easy breath. Now release that breathwork practice, allowing your breath to settle back into its natural pace and rhythm. Grief can come into our life in a variety of ways, and we all process our grief very differently. But whether you are grieving the loss of a loved one or a pet, the ending of a relationship or job, or anything else, grief can get caught and stuck in the body. As we continue through this meditation, we are looking to get that grief moving. Begin to see a white, glowing ball of light hovering over your head. This white light symbolizes peace, bringing a bit of softness, ease, and support to the mental, physical, and emotional bodies. See this white light starting at the top of your head, circling around your head and neck, into the right shoulder, around the right upper arm, elbow, forearm, hand, and each finger. Making its way back up and over to the left shoulder, around the left upper arm, elbow, forearm, hand, and each finger. This white light moving around the chest, back, and belly. This white glowing ball of light swirling around your entire upper body and torso. This white ball of light now moving into the hips and glutes. Making its way around the right thigh, knee, right lower leg, foot, and into the toes. Working back up to the hips, around the left thigh, knee, left lower leg, foot, and into the toes. This white glowing ball of light now also swirling around your entire lower body. With this white light flowing around your physical body, feel the support. Feeling it wrap around you like a hug from a dear friend. Feel the energy as it moves through you. And then notice yourself back in your body. Back in the awareness of your body. Maybe with a little bit more space between you and the grief. And simply just notice this sensation. We are not looking to rid ourselves entirely of this grief. This meditation is not a magic pill. But when we can create that sense of movement and give ourselves some space, the grief doesn't have to sit so heavy or get as stuck within our physical bodies. So take a few more moments to just stay here, noticing. And when you're ready, begin to see that white light fading away until it's no longer visible. But knowing that support is always available when you need to tap into it. Start to open your eyes back to the space around you and come out of your meditation practice. Your journal prompt for today is, how are you taking care of yourself during this time of grief? What self-compassion and self-care practices can you incorporate into your daily routine? So how are you taking care of yourself during this time of grief? What self-compassion and self-care practices can you incorporate into your daily routine? Spend some time journaling on that, taking care of yourself. And before I sign off, my friendly reminder to you friends, it's important to approach the grieving process with a lot of patience and self-compassion. We do not heal and come through to the other side with a single practice. So while this meditation and this journaling are meant to be a support for you, please remember to seek additional professional support as you need to. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you know a friend who could benefit from this practice today, please take a moment to share it with them. And as always, if you need anything from me, you can find me on Instagram at I am Katie Arnold and at Soul Connection Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I will see you back here for your next practice.